Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of the GL Manny podcast, where we are right now doing audio versions of my Guiding Light Bauer Barbecue fanfics. Now, I am doing the Bauer Barbecue 2018 because I don't have those done yet, and I'm hoping that at the end of this week's, this is Bauer Barbecue week on the glmanny.wordpress.com blog, and I'm hoping to get all of the parts of this barbecue recorded and up this week, so we will see how we do. Today's episode, this is written in terms of episodes and scenes. I'm trying to make it more like a barbecue, actual Bauer barbecue on the actual show. And this is the second episode, part five. Bauer Barbecue 2018, Episode 2, Part 5 by Robin Sue Farm, Scene 23. Jude and Clarissa get settled in the stable. Balding Estate? The Balding Stables? This is your big idea? What if somebody wants to ride or the grooms come back or something? Shh, listen, hear that quiet? No horses. Philip sends them out for a week every year to a trainer. She puts them through their paces and makes sure they aren't developing bad habits, and he gives the staff this week off. Anyone who has any business with the horses knows that. How come you know about it? Philip and Dad used to ride in high school. They've gotten more into it again since Philip came back. They took Zach and Robbie and me riding, and we made a secret fort up in the haymow. Come on. Jude grabbed a tarp out of the tack room and spread it on the fresh bedding in one of the stalls. My lady? Thank you, sir. She took Jude's hand and sat down. Damn, I didn't grab a corkscrew. No problem. Jude climbed up the ladder until his head was hidden. There was a noise of wood creaking open. He jumped down. Here you go. Oh, Swiss Army knife. Are you a Boy Scout or something? Jude came and joined her on the tarp. No, actually, it's Robbie's. Yeah. Give it to me. I need a drink. She took the knife, opened it, opened up the corkscrew, took a swig. You sure your dad won't come looking for you? Jude's face darkened. It would probably be days before he even notices I'm gone. My turn. Give me the corkscrew. He took it as Clarissa handed it over and opened and drank from his bottle in turn. Scene 24. Frank came up to Blake as she sat by the pool. What's going on, Blake? You've been avoiding me all day and been testy when you do talk to me. I have not been testy. Oh, okay, maybe I have. Blake gave a big sigh. I'm sorry, Frank. I'm just frustrated. Not with me, I hope, Frank said with one of his cockeyed grins. Blake looked at him speculatively. No, not with you specifically. I know things were bad for you when you were a young man, but did you ever see your life ending up like this, how we are? I don't understand what you mean. You know, I didn't have the best examples in my mom and dad, or mom and Ed, or mom and my stepdad, Dietrich Lindsay in Switzerland, but that didn't stop me. I really believed in happy ever after, but Frank, I don't think happily ever after looks like this. Doesn't look like two people who are friends and connect well in bed. Doesn't look well like two people who have worked together to raise their kids. We've helped each other, but honestly, Frank, we haven't been living our lives together. We've been living them in parallel. We were both just so lonely for so long. We needed each other, and we've always been good friends. We gave each other help and stability, but Frank, close your eyes. What? Just close your eyes, all right? They're closed. Now what? Love. What did you picture when I said that? I'd bet money it isn't me. And it wouldn't be you for me either. We're trying to force this thing between us to be something. It just, come on. It isn't like we've really tried. We're not married or anything. Maybe we should get married. God, Frank, we've been together almost 10 years. If we were going to fall in love and get married or even convince ourselves we should get married, we'd have done it long ago. I think we need to just admit what this is between us, and it's friends with benefits, and that's just not working for me anymore. Please break, Blake. What are you saying? You want to break up over nothing? Yes, Frank, I think we need to give each other some space. I'm not mad. I hope I'll always be one of your best friends, but this between us, it's just not enough for a lifetime, and I think it's time we admit it. I think you better move out. Blake stood up and walked off, leaving Frank gaping. Scene 25. Danny was standing talking to Philip, and Michelle came up behind him and wrapped her arms around him. Danny realized it was Michelle and smiled. Hey, you, he said. Hey, Michelle replied, moving around to Danny's side, keeping her arms around him. Beth was looking for you over by the grill. I better go see what she wants. Catch you later. Danny looked down at his wife. Someone seems to have had an attitude adjustment towards me. Did you decide you're done with the vasectomy nonsense? It's not nonsense, but I think maybe we should put it aside for a while. Why? I was talking to Kat about her and Paul. They're in a bad place because they aren't seeing a way to compromise. I remember being in that bad place. I don't ever want to be there again. Look at me, Missy. Danny turned to Michelle to face her and put his arms around her neck, but keeping her at enough distance so they could see each other's faces. We're never going there again. It doesn't matter what we disagree about. We've learned our lesson. He leaned in for a quick kiss. It isn't just that. Kat and I were talking about Bridget when she lived here, and it made me realize what year it is. Danny's hold on Michelle tightened convulsively. You'd already realized it. It's not a big deal. Danny's eyes shifted away from Michelle, not being able to lie, looking at her. It is. 20 years ago, right now, your brother was still alive. 20 years ago, right now, we hadn't met. I'd rather think of us getting together than, hey, I thought we went through all this years ago. Look at me. Michelle reached up and took Danny's chin and held it, making sure he looked at her. You don't have to hide what you feel from Mick. Not from me. I know I can't help you with this, not like I want to, not after, but at least you don't have to hide it from me. I understand that Mick you knew years before he got on drugs wasn't the same man I knew. You have every right to miss him, to hate what happened to him, to not have to hide the pain from your wife. I'm not asking that. I'd never ask that. I love you, Danny, all of you. We'll face this anniversary the same way we've faced everything else life threw at us, together. And that is the end of this episode. We have two more specific episodes of the Bauer Barbecue, and then we have a follow-up, which I think you will also enjoy. Thank you for joining me one more time at the GL Manny podcast, and I hope you enjoy our ongoing audio fanfic.